Okay, on the bottom of Tzadik Zayin Amaravus. Where's the case? Shmuel said that whatever has the halacha that has to die by a chatas, so you bring, it's a similar situation, bring a korban Pesach as a shlamim, and wherever a chatas is roeh, so you don't bring the Pesach as a shlamim, but you bring it the money. It's also roeh. So Mara says, so if that's the case, that Shmuel helps like Rebbe, so where's the case of a chatas that's roeh? There's no such thing. Rebbe holds that all chatos are mesos. Any kind of situation. Right? Mara says, Ela roeh la Rebbe, heichem hashkachas la. Rashi, Ela roeh la Rebbe, bavudin heichem hashkachas la. In the case where an animal gets lost, and either the Bailam or Nischapa with another one, right? Tekum kosher b'chatas roeh, the Shmuel. Rebbe holds in every situation, right? It's a mesa. So where does this apply? Shmuel's klal kosher b'chatas roeh if he holds like Rebbe. Mar says, Kud Reboshia. Dom Reboshia, hifrish te chatos liachrayas, mischapa b'achas mehen, ushni atira, va'ilu b'pesach, yagav nekorev shlamin. That's kasha. So the Gemara says, no, it is a possibility of roeh, even according to Rebbe. In a case where you lechatchila were mafrish two chatos, one of them to be your chatos and the other one to be a backup. So in that situation, even Rebbe holds that it was never nidcha b'yodayim, because lechatchila it was separated to be achrayis. So in that situation, it's what's called, it's roeh. So Tosa says over here, how in the world could you do that? You can't make a chata stam. Right? It has to be your chayiv. So you can't be mafresh two chatos for the same sin. And so if you were mafresh one chatos for that sin, it's impossible to be mafresh another chatos. And even b'vasachas, we have a klal kol sheino b'zachar zeh afilu b'vasachas eino. So you can't be mafresh two chatos for the same sin at the same time. So Tosa says, talking where you mafresh them al tanai, that one of them should be what's it called, the chatos, and the other one, the chatchila, should be only for achrayis. In other words, it's only a backup. I don't want this one to be a chatos unless I lose the other one or something happens to it, whatever. And then this one is a backup. Okay. And he says, what's it called? That's the case then. If the first one never got lost, then the second one never was a chatas. Why is it roeh? She says, that's halacha Moshe Mishinai. That the halacha Mishinai, in such a situation when you were mafresh a chatas for achrayas, and you never used it, but you were mafresh it as a backup, that it's roeh. That you can't use it anymore for anything else. It has its kedusha, and it's roeh. That's halacha Moshe Mishinai. So that's how Tosfos learns what's going on over here at least. Lachrayis, shim tovat ho'achas yovi chaverta. What's achrayis mean? To back up. If this one gets lost, I'll use this one. V'hacha ikolak shuye ho'lav avudahi. The Gemara could have asked, l'chora, we said that Rav Shmuel was only talking about lost animals. Not the other cases where they weren't lost. This case not lost. I could, ela dekom mosiv la kushach risi. So as she says, the Gemara right away asks another better kasha. It could be that this is also considered like lost. Even though it's not lost mamish, but the whole purpose it was separated was because in case it'll get lost. So maybe that's also called avudim. Rashi says not. Gemara says, the ha'ilu b'pesach ki agav nekorev shlamim. L'maisa, it doesn't work out. Because in that situation, if you were mafresh two psachim, lachrayis, then that's a regular case of Mosra Pesach. You had an animal left over that you were mafresh l'shem Pesach, and it was left over. That's a regular case of Mosra Pesach, which is a shlomim. So it's not roeh. So where's the cloud? Kol shebechatas roeh, the Pesach also is roeh. It's not true. Over there, it's a regular Mosra Pesach, you bring a shlomim. Rashi, v'ailu Pesach ki agav nekor shlomim. Dahainu Mosra Pesach gomer. It's a regular Mosra Pesach. Shal lekach hufresh. It was separated to be a backup for the Korban Pesach, and you didn't need it. There ain't kan dichui, there's no dichui at all. So therefore, why shouldn't it be brought as a shlomim? So the rule still doesn't apply. Ella, so that doesn't work out, that Shmuel holds like Rebbe. Ella Shmuel Krib Shimon spirally. Shmuel holds like Krib Shimon. And according to Krib Shimon, the cloud holds. The Omar, Chomesh Chatos Mesos, right, that all five Chatos die no matter what the situation is. So that situation, the same thing goes for Korban Pesach, if you found it after Chatzos. The Gemara says, V'ha Royal Rav Shimon Lesley Klau. Right? L'chara Rav Shimon doesn't even hold the Klau of Roe. There's no case, according to Rav Shimon, of Roe. So, how could Shmuel make a Klau that anything Shebechatas Mesa, you bring the Pesach as a Shlamin, and anything that's Roe, by Pesach is also Roe. There's no such thing as Roe, according to Rav Shimon. Or say Shmuel ma michad akomer kol shebechatas meisa bepesach korev shlamim. Right? No, in a chanami, Shmuel only said one side of this rule. He never said the other side. He only said that any time you have a chatas that would die, so the korban pesach will be brought to shlamim. And he didn't say the other side anywhere it's roeh. That wasn't part of his rule. Umay kamash malon. So what's the chiddush? Lafuke mit Rabbi Yochanan. The Omer ain't pa Pesach Korib Shlomim Elishanim Tzachar Shchita. Aval Chodim Shchita Lo. Alma Shchita Kova. Kamash Balon Chatzos Kova. What's the Chiddush? Tell me not like Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel argues on Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? That you only bring the Pesach as a Shlomim if it was found after the Shchita of the other one. So it wasn't Nitcha B'Yodayim. When the Shchita took place, the other Korban was still lost. So Mela was never nidcha b'yodayim because it wasn't fit to bring as a korban. Aval kodim shchita lo. But if you found it before shchita and you shechted the other one, then this one was nidcha b'yodayim. You can no longer bring it as a shlamim. You have to only bring you the money. Al mashchita kovak. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the shchita is koveya. So Shmuel comes and tells me, no, it's not true. Chatzos kovak. That chatzos is koveya. And therefore, if you find the animal any time before Chatzos, right, after Chatzos, so it already was lost at the time that you could have brought it as Korban Pesach, then it's not called Nidche, and you bring it as a Shlamin. So that's what Shmuel said. In any case, a Korban Chatzos dies, which includes all the cases that where you found it before you were, after you were in Shrapa with the other one, it's what's it called, it's not Nidcha B'Yadayim, and it's what's it called, it's Mesa, and Mela by Korban Pesach, you bring it as a Shlomit. Okay, Rashi. Ela, lo tiboya roe b'chatas heicha mashkachasla, the Shmuel Krib Shimon Sfirulei. I don't try to find out where Shmuel's klal of kosha b'chatas roe, but Pesach also is roe. Because Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon. The Omer Sechas Tmura, Chamesh Chatos Mesos, Haniskoros Lemisa, Mesos Hein Becholin Yonim. Becholin Yonim Shatamotze. Every possibility, right, of those five Chatos that are Mes, they die. There's no possibility of a Chatosh in a Schaper Baalov that's going to be Roeh. The Chatosh Kipru Baaleh, Meso Bechol Shehi, dies in any situation. Bein Shenimtzis Kodim Kapara, Bein Shenimtzis La'achar Kapara. Doesn't make a difference if you find it before the person was Mishkaper or after. Bein Shefrish Lachrayis, Mesa Hanoteris. Even if you were Mafreshit Lachrayis, it's still Mesa. You don't need Dichui B'Yadayim. Well, it says if that's the case, then Shmuel's other cloud doesn't apply. V'haroa the Reb Shimon Lesley. V'mayi dekomer Shmuel kol shebechatas roa. Where it says Shmuel na michadakomer kol shebechatas meisa dahainu kipru baaleha mikomal komer pesach korv shlamin. Right, if you have a situation like a chatas shekipru baaleha, right, it got lost and there was a schaper with another one. By Pesach it would be brought as a shlamin. The sulo amramidi, and Shmuel didn't say anything else. He didn't say the other side of the cloud kol shebechatas roe. That's not something that Shmuel said. The Alkorch and Kivin the Chol Avudim B'Pesach Kraven Shlomim, right? Since all the cases where it got lost, you bring it as a Shlomim. The only case that you wouldn't bring it as a Shlomim, if you found it before Chatzos, then it's not lost. Because it never was lost in the time it could be Korban Pesach. That's what we said before. But any case where you found it after Chatzos, which is when it was lost for at least a few minutes after Chatzos, you bring it as a shlomim. So that goes like a Rosh HaKol Reb Shimon. Ushmul Chadakomer, Mokmin and Lei Kereb Shimon. Di Kerebi O Kerabon and Di Islu Roa Bechatos, Mai Shimona Konokat Shmuel, Le Meimer Chada, Shebechor Shebechatos, Mesa Bepesa Kerb Shlomim. Halo Ath HaRoa Bechatos Kreva Shlom Bepesa. Because if you would hold like Rebbe or the Rabbanon, where there is a case of Roa by a Chatos, but that doesn't apply to Shlomim. So the Klal is not a Klal. Because Kol Shebechatos Mesa Bepesa Kerb Shlomim. But it's not true, because even Kol Shebechatos Roeh is the Pesach Korev Shlomi. Avahash of the Shvorelek Rav Shimon, Havi Shimon Sholim. Now that he holds the Rav Shimon, so any place where a Chatos dies, the Pesach is brought Shlomi. And there is no case of Chatos Roeh, so there's nothing else to talk about. Ve'ein l'cho avud b'chatos she'no meis. Ve'ein l'cho avud b'pesach she'no korev. There's no korban Pesach that got lost. And again, in order to be considered lost, that would be lost after Chatzos. That is not brought as a shlomim. Well, my kamashmul and Shmuel. So, what's Shmuel's chiddush over here? He tells me a very narrow cloud. Even the chol avudim bechatos nesim, since all lost animals by achatos are die, and all lost animals by Pesach are brought as a shlomim. So, what's the big cloud over here? Nothing is excluded. But also Shmuel, the meimer chol avudim bepesach craving shlomim, masnisin he. HaPesach Shenimtza Achar Shechita, right? That if you found Pesach after Shechita, right, where it was offered, so you bring it as a Shlomim. It's a Mishnah. What do you need Shmuel? Metarsinam le'el achar zman Shechita Yikrov alma kesover ha'ovet b'chatzos Yikrov. So what's Shmuel coming to tell me? La'fukim Rav Yochanan. He's coming to tell me not like Rav Yochanan. That the halacha depends on chatzos and not on Shechita and not Shechita. The polygaleva omer ena pesach korev shlomim elishanim tzachashita. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if it was found after chatzos, but before the shechit of the other one, the shechit of the other one's matched, and you can't bring it as a shlomim anymore. That's what Shmuel's telling me. No, even in that case, you bring it as a shlomim. Avanim tzakodim shechita afagav the obud hoyim bechatzos roa. The shechita sashniyah kovel lelakama bedichud. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Shmuel comes along and says no. Just like by a chatos, doesn't make a difference when you found it, as long as it was lost, right? You bring it as a, you, it dies by a pesach, you bring it as a shlomim. But mashmalon Shmuel the Omer kosher bechatos mesa, who krib shimin the Omer avud the b'shas afrosha mesa, vashmin and Shmuel avud b'shas afrosha ubechatso shunikra avud, afilu nimtze kodim shchita kariv shlomim. That's the chiddush. As long as it was avud, meaning you found it after chatzos. Because if you found it before Chatzos, it wasn't considered lost. Because in the time you could have brought it as Korban Pesach, that's when it was lost, that's not called lost. It was already found by the time you could have brought it for Korban Pesach. So as long as you found it after Chatzos, so now it was never Nidcha B'Yodayim, because when Chatzos came, it was lost. So then it's brought as a Shlomim. That's not like Rabbi Yochanan. The Chatzos of the Kavi B'dichui. Chatzos is when it would be considered Nidcha. So it's only if you find it before Chatzos would it be considered Nidche when Chatzos comes, and then you couldn't bring it as a Shlomim. But that's not awkward. Then it wasn't lost either, because you found it before Chatzos. The Hashta Afagav Do Kimel Shmuel Chadikomer Leklof Mikol Shabachatos Mesa Amesu Lo Baaleha The Hakol Mesu Baaleha Mesos The Ilu Pesach Mesu Baalav Acher Chatzos Roe The Kovate Chatzos. Now, you couldn't say it's talking about the case. It has to be talking only the case where they're lost, not the case where the Bailam died. Now, still, we have to say that it's only Bavudin, not by the other cases of Chatos Hames. Because one of the cases of Chatos that dies is where the Bailam died. So by Pesach, if the Bailam died, right, it depends when they died. Because if they died before Chatzos, we're not talking now about Avudin. So if they died before Chatzos, Chatzos is Matche, and then what's it called? You don't bring it as a shlomim. So all the cases of chatos mesa are not to bring a shlomim by Pesach. Only the cases of avuda. The lekar name the sphere le Shmuel chatos lokava. The Rav Yochanan bar Pluksa hasvara islay hilchah al korchus bavudim makminla. That's why we have to say it's talking only by avudim, not by the other cases. For old Rav Yochanan bar Pluksa avudim poly the kamer nimsa. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who's arguing with him, is talking about the cases of Avudim. So Mestama, they're arguing in a case of Avudim. So that's what Rashi says. So Rashi learns that what's it called, that Shmuel set his din only by Chatos that are Avudim, and he said it to tell me that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's not the Shechita that's Koveya, it's Chatos that's Koveya. And therefore, if you found it before Chatos, ain't a chinami, you won't bring it as a Shlomim, but it's not Avud either. It was never lost. Okay. Basic. Lishnachrina. Another way of learning here. The ilu of Pesach, hechad ha'avad, v'nim tza'achar chatzos, kodem shchita, yikrov shlomi. Right? L'chora, by Pesach, if it was lost, and you found it after chatzos, before the shchita, you bring it as a shlomi. Right? That's what Shmuel's saying. Shmuel karabah spirulei. So it comes out, Shmuel holds like rabbah. That it's the chatzos that's koveya, not the shchita. And therefore, even though you shechted it, the other one, after you found it, it's not called nidcha. Because when chatzos came, that's when it could be nidcha, and it wasn't because it was still lost. So you see from here, Shmuel holds a grava, the omer shechita kova. The Gemara says, v'hovmet deko omer Rabbi Yochanan Allah, ein ha-pesach koriv shlomin, ela shenimtza achar shechita, aval kodem shechita lo, alma shechita kova. Right? L'chora, it's the fact that Rabbi Yochanan argues on Shmuel. And he says that Shechita is Koveya, not Chatzos, must be that Shmuel, who argues on him, holds the opposite. Michlal de Shmuel sover Chatzos Kova. So, Lechora, and that's like Rav Zera, not like Rava. Ela Shmuel ke Rebbe Shdirulei, Henechanami. Shmuel holds like Rebbe, and then his cloud will work out. To Omer Avuda v'misa Asla, who holds that any case of Avuda is Lemisa, Menela, the cases of Avuda are all Pesach. Why? Because it's only considered Avuda if it, what's it called, was lost after Chatzos. And once it was lost after Chatzos, if you hold like Reb Zera, right, it's Nikrav Shlomim. Only where it was found before Chatzos, that it's not Nikrav Shlomim. So in a Chanami, Shmuel holds like Reb Zera, but he holds like Rebbe. Since he holds like Rebbe, all cases of Avuda by Chatos are Nes, Menela, all cases of Avuda by Pesach are Nikrav Shlomim. I v'hok kol Avudim v'Rebbe Mesim, the ilu v'Pesach hechad ha'ovad kodem chatzos, v'nimtza kodem chatzos roeh, l'chora there's a case of Avuda by Pesach that's roeh. And all the cases of Avudim by Chatos are Nes, according to Rebbe. Where's the case of Avuda that what's it called that is not Nikrav Shlomim, where it was lost before Chatzos and you found it before Chatzos? Then Chatzos is Matched. Some more answers, like we said before. Kodim Chatzos, Kesover, Kodim Chatzos, Lav Ovud Hu, Zakol Ovud. Because since you found it before the time that it was fit to make Korban Pesach, so it was never lost as a Korban Pesach. That's not called lost. Okay, so but Chatzos Kov, and he holds like Reb Zera that Chatzos is the Koveya, not the Shechita. Rashi, Lishnach Rino, the Ilu Pesach Hecha Da Ovad Benimsa Acher Chatzos Kodem Shechita Karev Shlomo Ula El Komahader. It's going back on what we're trying to find out where this klal of Shmuel applies. Bahari Avuda B'Shas Afrosha L'Rabbanan. Right, where it says Avuda B'Shas Afrosha, according to the Rabbanan, is Roeh. Not what's it called, the Mesa. The Ilu of Pesach, Ha'ovud B'chatzos, the Hifrish Acher Tachtov, the Nimsa Ze Acher Chatzos, Karek Shlomim, Kerv Zeir. So this cloud doesn't work out according to the Rabbanim. The Afagav, the Ovid, Ha'ya B'shas Afrasha, even though it was Ovid, when you were Mafrish, the what's it called, the other one. U'meshani, B'lishnach Rina, Shmuel K'Rabba, Svirulei. First, the Gemara wants to say Shmuel holds like Rabba, that it's not Chatzotzes Koveya, it's the Shchita that's Koveya. The Omer Kodem Shchita Shaninu. Shanim Tse Kodem Shchita Roeh V'Pesach Rabbanan B'chatos. And then Shmuel could hold it to Rabbanan. And we have a case where the Pesach would be Roeh if you found it after Chatzos before the Shchita. Then the Shchita of the other one is Madcheit. You can't bring it as a Shlomim anymore. You can only bring the money. And that's just like a Chatos that you found what's it called before you Mimafresh the other one. Shmuel says, "V'homed the Amr Rabbi Yochanan Allah ain't a pesach korish shlom el shenim tzachar shchita." Mechval the Shmuel Amr Afilu nim tzachar shchita korish shlom. since Rabbi Yochanan argues, he says, no, the only time it's Nikra of Shlomim is if you found it after the Shechita. Mashmah that Shmuel holds differently. That even if you found it before the Shechita, as long as it's after Chatzos, you also bring it as a Shlomim. The Lav Shechita Kova, El Chatzos Kova, like Rav Zeira. The Zek, even the Bechatzos Ovud, Hoya Korav Shlomim. Amal Shmuel, Ovud Bishas Afrosha, Apapi Shahaya Bishas Kapora, Korav Shlomim. So you can't hold like the Rabbana. El Shmuel Karebi Spirale. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. That all the Chatzos or Mesos doesn't make a difference when you found it. Therefore, by Pesach, if you found it after Chatzos, even before the Shechita, it's Korav Shlomim. The Gemara says, but there is a case of Avud where it's not Korav Shlomim, even according to Rav Zeira, where you found it before Chatzos. And there's no case of Chatzos that's not Mesa, so the Klal still doesn't apply, right? Ela Shmuel Krebi Shvir Leked Leel Ad Mashmal and Chatzos Kava. So our answer is no. Einachanam, if you found it before Chatzos, not called Avuda. We're only talking about things that were lost when it could have been Korban Pesach. If it was lost and found before it could be Korban Pesach, then it was never lost. Menela Shmuel is not talking about that. She's talking about a very specific situation. Any Korban that was lost, meaning that it was found after Chatzos, whether it was found before the Shechita or after the Shechita, he holds with Rav Zeira that it's brought as a Shlomim, which is similar, according to Rebbe, by a Chatas, that it would be Nesa.